Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us from Florida, where a big blob of seaweed is coming your way, Rory. I noticed the national media loves any negative story in Florida, they throw it out there. I think if Silicon Valley Bank had been in Sarasota, I don't think it would have been bailed out. Good morning, Rory.
That's a possibility. Yeah, that seaweed blob is 5,000 miles long, twice the width of the U.S. So it's pretty remarkable. And I'm guessing it's going to hit the whole coast all the way up your way as well. But, yeah, it is pretty remarkable. Part of the March Madness that exists across the world today.
All right. Hey, listen, I want to talk about March Madness. And it's kind of mad on the well, J-Dog's, Rory, you should be nice, sensitive here on the show, because J-Dog, his bracket blew up yesterday. He wasn't the only one. But take it away, Rory.
Yeah, everybody did. ESPN, you know, took in a lot of bracket submissions, more than 20 million brackets on ESPN's website. Let's see. They now have 658 that are now perfect and still intact. That's 0.003%. You know, more and more of us are gambling on the March Madness. A quarter of all American adults, 68 million, betting on some of these games to the tune of $15.5 billion. That's almost the same as the Super Bowl, and it's only expected to go larger as more and more states legalize sports betting. It's now legal in 33 states and the district.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't really do a lot of it myself, but some people rather do that than actually watch the game, right?
Well, right, and a lot of people are more drawn to college basketball this time than NBA basketball. They think the college stuff is a lot more fun because you get schools that come out of nowhere, like Furman, to turn things upside down and blow everyone's bracket.
Hey, wait a minute. What about UVM today, Rory? I mean, I went there. I mean, they're in there, right? They're playing today, I think.
Yeah, and Providence is playing today as well.
All right. Thank you, Rory.
Although, as a URI guy, the heck with PC.
There you go. Thank you. I didn't go around the world.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't travel around the world, though, like you. Thank you, Rory.